This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. We're in very dire days, very serious days. And I'm compelled today to share my heart with what I believe the Spirit of God is calling everyone to. And that is the absolute love that God has for all humanity. And the seriousness not to neglect his gift, his free gift of his own son, Jesus Christ, dying on a cross for the sins of the whole world. You don't want to neglect what God's given you because the clock is ticking. The time is short. And God's Spirit is moving upon the earth to convict men of sin and righteousness and judgment, that everyone would realize that they've sinned against God and that they need to be reconciled with the Lord. I have on the phone today a man of God named Joseph Da Silva, and I met him about 9 months ago. He's a real blessing, a man of God that loves the Lord. And I want him to share today with you about the love of God. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Trevor. I appreciate this opportunity and the privilege.
Well, it is a privilege to be sons and daughters of God. It's a privilege to share from our heart what God has done in our life with others. And I've had some wonderful conversations with you. You know, God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. And, you know, I don't have children. I haven't been married for many years, and I don't have children. So I really don't have that experience. But you do have children and grandchildren, and you love them.
Very much so, Trevor.
Talk to me about that.
Trevor, what's interesting here is I'm a Vietnam veteran. And when I came back from Vietnam, I really swore I was not going to have any children because I didn't want them eventually to go off to war. I mean, I'm privileged to have served in this country, but war is a serious thing. But the Lord changed my mind over the years. As the years went by, I married this wonderful lady, and she had two wonderful little girls. And my heart took to them because of the Lord, and I loved them as my own. The years went by, and I always taught them about the beauty and the love of God that I learned in Vietnam because the Lord found me in Vietnam, and he saved my life twice. So I felt totally indebted, and I have never forgotten those experiences. As the years have gone by, my youngest daughter gave birth to a little child, a little girl. And the first thing I did about a month after she was born is I literally picked her up in my arms and lifted up to heaven, and I consecrated this little child to the Lord. And I asked the Lord to be your father and to allow me to be a caretaker for him and to allow me to be his eyes and his ears and his hands and his mouth to this little girl and to do everything for his glory. When I did this, Trevor, and I brought her back down and I looked into her eyes, I really believe I saw the eyes of Jesus looking back at me as she smiled at me. It was a very unique experience. It broke down and melted some of my hardness from the days of the war. And it melted my heart towards this little child. And ever since then, I cannot look at little children without weeping because of the world that we're living in. And I ask every day that God protect his little ones, and to bless them, and to allow the little ones to teach their parents how to love Jesus. Many, many years ago, I spoke to them in a little church where my daughter was attending, and they asked me, prompted to speak, and I did, and the first thing that came to my mind as I walked among the little children was to ask them to pray for their parents, to ask the Lord to bless their parents and give them wisdom, and to show them the love of the Lord. And about a week later, I got all these cards, little cards from these little kids, thanking me and all the changes that were occurring in their families.
Wow.
So, Trevor, I just like Lord Jesus said, you have to have the heart of the child in order to see the kingdom. I, too, my friend, am learning that now at the age of 60.
Mm-hmm.
They have a heart of a little child, and it's been, my heart has been rent because of this little one, and I have another little one coming, so I feel extremely privileged that God has considered me I feel very much so that I am their father.
Mm-hmm.
And as the Lord leads me, that I will be a blessing to them and speak for the Lord. And then when they become, if the Lord permits, and they become adults, then I will transfer their little faith they had in me and point them to the Father all through the years, and eventually they will learn to trust God as they have learned to trust me. You know, that's what's on my heart forever.
Well, you're exhibiting the Spirit of God, because God is love. And, you know, and if we say we love God, we have to love people. But I believe that what you're expressing is how God feels about his creation, what he made man and woman in his own image and likeness. And what a tragedy it is that people believe that they came from a monkey or some amoeba, and they've actually turned their glory into a beast. They're living far below where God called them to be. You know, God loves us. He's given us Jesus to redeem us, to bring us close. But in this hour, this is an hour of judgment is in the land because people have rejected his son. Mm-hmm. And people don't relate to God. They don't relate to a father.
Well, yeah, I think that's extremely important, Trevor. You know, you pointed out a couple times also, my friend, you know, the Lord Jesus pointed out that as it was in the days of Noah, and there was only one man that actually decided to live for the Lord, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the days of Sodom, when he pulled Lot out, I believe every man now is a responsibility to the Lord, not to somebody else, forever. If we are totally answerable vertically to the Lord, then we can be examples to others. And they will know us by our love.
Yes.
And especially with little ones, Trevor, my heart really goes out to them because, again, they don't know anything, and they look at adults with little eyes, and their hopes and their dreams and everything that they are is upon their parents or grandparents, and it is my responsibility to teach those little ones that I'm just an image of the Lord. What they see in me is the Lord looking at them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to really teach them to trust the living Father, because I'm just an image. You know, it's just like the moon shows the light of the sun at night because it's reflecting the image. So am I. And I think it's extremely important to pass the love of the Father as a little child to other people, and especially the little ones.
Yes. Well, I've heard your heart be so concerned for the little innocent ones, because for the most part, the majority of the parents have gone astray from the Lord, and they're not teaching their children. They're not teaching them about God. And without God, without Jesus Christ, that's our only hope. He is our salvation. And it's a tragedy, because there will be great catastrophic events of judgment coming as we near the end and the approaching time of Jesus Christ's return. And there's multitudes that don't know the Lord. And many that do know the Lord are going to give up their faith. But
yes. Reasons I feel it's so important is that every man must know the voice of the Lord for himself.
Yes.
So that he can understand and perceive the still small voice of God directing them. And many years ago, the Lord gave me the picture of a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And in this triangle, if you can imagine, Trevor, at the tip of the triangle is God. On the left side would be me, at the bottom side of the triangle. On the right side is the other person, also in the bottom of the triangle. And the Lord put it in my heart, don't communicate horizontally. Communicate to me, and then I will communicate to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And you are supposed to receive in the same fashion. Because he's the only one that can translate to our hearts, and he can make peace. And peace is not an action. Peace is a person. Love is not an action. Love is a person. And that's what the Lord showed me many years ago after I came back from Nam.
Well, that's profound. What you're saying is we don't want to be speaking out of our head or our own words what we think people want to hear or should hear. We need to be yielded to the Lord, submitted to him, to speak his words. Because
yep.
because God knows what people need.
Yep.
And that's the way Jesus was. He wasn't speaking his own words, but he spoke the words of his Father. His Father directed everything and ordained his steps. But Joseph, let me talk to you and ask you this, your thoughts about this. As we near the fulfillment of the scripture and the great catastrophic judgments as God judges nations, and he's calling people to repent, believe on King Jesus Christ, and put away their sinful ways, there's the United States of America, a nation that has influenced the world in great iniquity through the media and through its pompous attitudes. And I asked you, what would you feel, as much as you love your children and grandchildren, if some family down the street influenced your child or grandchild into a life of crime, led them into drugs or sexual immorality? How would you feel about that?
My heart would be absolutely broken forever. I think the pain would absolutely crush my heart. And if I am human and I am evil, and if I am evil and I feel this way, how much more will the heart of God feel? I cannot even imagine, Trevor. But I only can speak partially because, like I said, I'm a person. I'm a created being. And as a created being, and I'm evil because I'm a fallen creature, if I can feel that compassion and feel that tremendous pain, if something like that happened to me, I can only have a glimmer of how the Lord would feel. He's probably crying torrents tears for what we have done with his precious creation.
Yes.
His ultimate creation being mankind.
You know,
that's why I feel so strongly that one has to have a faith straight to the Lord and to have a grateful and a humble heart before him and just thank him for every opportunity of every day and just be grateful to him and ask for his mercy and his tenderness. And the Lord grants it. I know because I have experienced an abundant mercy from the Lord. And through that mercy and love is all my heart was changed.
Well, Joseph, I pray that those that are listening to this would realize that God's a real person. He's a father, a loving father. And he may be nothing like your personal experience that you had in your life. And that's a tragedy itself. But God is a loving, loving father. And he has feelings. And it is tragic what's happened. And God is going to do something about it. He's going to deal with the wicked. And that, people, we need to know what God feels and why he feels this way. If you understand how he feels about his children being misled and harmed, now you understand why God's judging the nations, particularly the United States.
And to express that boundless love, you know, the ultimate prayer that the Lord Jesus said at the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. I mean, here is the Lord himself being crucified, and his ultimate hour of his own ordeal. And yet, in that midst of the horrible ordeal, he is able to reach down and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. I mean, what else can I say? You know, Trevor?
May we all have the Spirit of God in our own heart, that we would minister his feelings, that we'd be able to speak to people the urgency of the hour, to lead them to the cross of Jesus Christ, that they could be saved and delivered in this hour. Because whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you, Joseph, are an example of a man that has stood, taken his responsibility over his family as a priest unto God, and sanctifying them, calling them, committing them, and dedicating them to God's care. And God is faithful that he will watch over and answer your prayers.
And just a final thing, Trevor, in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call to me and I will answer you.